children, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Help me praise the Lord. Little children, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Now another verse. Praise Him for our mothers dear, mothers dear, mothers dear. Praise Him for our mothers dear, praise ye the Lord. What do we call it today?
Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. What else? That's right. What else? Talk about what we sang. Did you think about what you sang? Mother's Day, Sylvester daughter. You thought about your mother this morning? They're the ones that gave you the possibility, the opportunity to grow up and be a man. All right. Let's pray. Dear God, this morning we thank you for your tender mercies and your goodness to us. Thank you for the gathering of the saints. Thank you for the Lord's Day. Thank you for Jesus rising from the dead. Thank you for blessing brothers and sisters to get to see you. And God, this morning we ask you to especially bless our mothers. And we thank you for them. Father, we just ask you that you'd help us and these young men before me to be men, and that we might learn something this morning in the lesson, and that we might be built up in the faith as we fellowship together today. Your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can open your Bibles. Our lesson this morning again in the Psalm. What was last Sunday's about looking at the last chapter much. What was it about? Remember? A psalm written? Who wrote most of the psalms?
David.
What did he... The last Sunday's psalm, remember? What had he done or what was the psalm written about?
Just
hang on around. Some of the others. Clayton, can you think of? Roger, can you think of?
He had committed adultery.
Louder.
He had committed adultery.
He had committed adultery, yes. With one of his servants' wives. And it was a sin. It was wickedness. It was a fall. He fell. But God restored him. And he thanked God, and the psalm was about that. But can you think of one thing that the psalm said? God, do this to me. I've been wrong. I've fallen. Now, please, what?
Forgive.
Yeah, that was one thing. Restore. Yes, I know. What happens if we get dirty?
Clean.
What else? Wash. Yeah, clean. He said, wash me. That psalm is he said, wash me and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. You remember that verse, don't you? Yeah, that's a blessing. There's even a song about that. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. That's a blessing. That's just should make us so thankful for our merciful God. How he can restore a man to himself after even wickedness, after even a terrible fall. Anyway, Now we're in Psalm 51 here in the Septuagint. About Doeg the Edomite. When Doeg the Edomite came, this is verse 1 already here in the Septuagint. When Doeg the Edomite came and reported to Saul and said, David went to the house of Abimelech. Tell me a little history. Do you remember any about Doeg? Who was he a servant of? What was David doing one time? What did he have to do? Run? Speak up. Roger, Roger, look this way. What did David have to do one time?
He had to flee from Saul.
He had to flee from Saul. And so Doeg was one of whose servants?
Saul's servants.
Saul's servants. And David goes to the house of, or goes to the house of God. And who meets him at the house of God?
Abimelech.
What did David ask for? Please, I need some Clayton or the Grable boys. We need something. Do you have any for me? What was it? Yeah, Clayton, remember? Okay, you boys.
Bread.
Abimelech gives him bread. And then he says, David says, you have a sword. And Abimelech gives him whose sword?
Goliath's
sword. And then David goes. And everything seems okay. But what do we find out later was wrong with that? What happened? No. There wasn't anything wrong with that. Jesus said that was great. Loud.
No,
he didn't. He didn't think it was wrong. He eating a showbread, but he thought it was wrong that Abimelech gave him help. Because here's a rebel. David's rebelling against our king, King Saul. He's calling David a rebel. David wasn't a rebel. He was running from Saul. Saul was trying to kill him because he was a good man. And here the priest gives him something to eat. And there's somebody that's standing back watching to see if they can report something evil. Look here, Roger. So they can report something evil that goes on. What are they called? Somebody that's secretly watching. You don't know they're watching. Hardly. A spy. Is a spy a very noble job? I don't think it is. It's sneaky, isn't it? The world does it all the time. All the time. It's common in the world. Be a spy. There might be times that, you know, we wonder about somebody and you're just and you're sure they're telling a lie, and you might just, I remember an occasion, Reddy, I was hunting in the woods, and there was a man that was telling us that he was doing right. He was a good man. But we could tell that he was not doing what was right. He was, and I was hunting deer, and I was near his house, and I knew something wrong was going on there, but I was in the woods, but I could see through the trees his house. And sure enough, I sat there, and sure enough, it was exactly like we thought. There was a wicked man there at his place, and they were doing wrong. But still, sneaking in there looking. He was calling himself a brother, the man was. And he wasn't a good man. But I don't know if I would do that. Anyway, it was just, sometimes we just need to allow things to show themselves rather than, I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to hide and watch you. That's the way the world does. We need to be careful about that. We need to be careful to... No, anyway, this man was... It was an awful trial to David because here the dear people, what happened to him when Doeg told Saul that Abimelech the priest helped him? That helped David? Abimelech the priest helped your enemy, Saul. What happened to Abimelech? And his whole house. Whole family.
He got killed.
He got killed. Who killed him? This old Doeg did. Anyway. He was an Edomite. Who were the Edomites? Who beat him?
Descendants from Esau.
Esau, yes. Descendants. Esau, the brother of Jacob. They were never too friendly with Israel. Because they chose not to inherit the blessing. Esau gave up his birthright. Anyway, this is one of the birthright sellers' children. The root of bitterness, I could go on and on. The Bible says, don't you let a root of bitterness like spring up in you like Esau. Here's a man. Look, if you let a root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, your children are liable to be spies. That's what happened. Esau lets a root of bitterness spring up and trouble him. Now his children, Doeg, is a spy. I mean, probably a great, great, great grandchild. But he's a spy. Working against God's people. It's important. So David says, why, verse 3, why do you boast in evil, O mighty man, and in lawlessness all the day long? Your tongue devises wrongdoing. You work deceit like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good. Wickedness rather than speaking righteousness. Think about it. He didn't just become a spy. He became a murderer. Because Saul said, hey, who will kill the priests of God? You've got to kill them. Because Saul's servants wouldn't do it. So Saul says, Doeg, you fall on it. Doeg, a base man, an executioner. Not just a spy. That's what a root of bitterness will lead to. Sharpness of tongue. And deceit. And like a razor. Verse 6. You love all the words of destruction. You love a deceitful tongue. Therefore God shall destroy you completely. He shall pluck you up and remove you from your dwelling. And uproot you from the land of the living. And it says pause there. Verse 8, the righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, behold, this man did not make God his helper, but hoped in the abundance of his riches, and he was made powerful in his vanity. But I am like a fruitful olive tree in the house of God. I hope in God's mercy forever and unto ages of ages. I will give thanks to you forever for what you did. And I will wait on your name, for it is good in the sight of your holy ones. God's name is good in the sight of His people, His holy ones. Let's be like Him. I thought of it this week and about things like that, about spying on other people, or about just being like the world and trying to. Just looking at our brother's every move to make sure he's straight. Oh, how wonderful our Lord Jesus is when He says, don't be like the Pharisees. Don't be like the world. You'll be known to be God's people if you have love one to another. And, well, you have an assignment this morning. That assignment, I believe, was for you younger boys, was to have your fathers tell you to work on something this week to pick out something they see you need to be spending some time straightening out, and just stand up and tell what that was that you were to be working on, and also if you did that, if you did or did not. So we'll start with you, Sylvester. We'll stand up. Give that.
I was working on to do things right away and read Dylan's it. But sometimes I won't do it.
I was supposed to get right after things and be diligent and do things without being told, so I was trying to work at that this week.
One time this week, Daddy caught me sticking with him in the shop and helping him, and he told me to do that always, but still, Mom had to send me out.
Mama had to send me out one time. Anyway, he used to work. Just a second. He used to work at sticking with his daddy a little more. His mother had to remind him one time.
This week I wasn't doing exactly what Daddy told me to each day, and then he told me that I needed to work on that, so I tried to. This week Daddy told me to be diligent and do my work and be busy, and I tried to do that, but once I was having the garden, and I rested after the first row, and Daddy said I should have at least done two rows before I rested.
All right. I forgot to give you an assignment, so I'll try to tell you a little bit later here. Okay, you want to go back, and we'll let the older boys give theirs.
Your boys, where are they?
Oh.
They went to see that check with Mr. Hickson, so.
They won't be here at all, so we just have them. The rest of them come up then. Okay, you will.
We're supposed to work on what we wanted to do when we grow up last week, and Cole said to find something to whoever did that in history or in the Bible, and when I grow up, I want to strive like Christ, and just I thought that Paul and all those guys, Samuel and just everybody, just when they were little, they just wanted to be like Christ.
I thought my verse was on humility and obedience, and Elijah had a pretty rough time, but he still done it.
I thought about Job in the Bible. He had four doors open so the poor could come and get given to, and so he was just generous to the poor.
David and his men were fighting the Philistines, and David said in 2 Samuel 23, verse 15, and David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out into the Lord. Those men were worthy to be David's servants.
I was thinking about Paul this morning and how, we hear of his conversion and just think, oh, he just did it, just saw this great vision and just But he had to make, I was thinking how he had to just make a choice right then on the spot, and how that may have been quite a struggle for him. And I was relating that to us and how we day to day have to make choices that sometimes we don't want to make right at the time, right on the spot.
I thought about Job, how when he had hard times, he just stayed faithful to the Lord and didn't fall away and didn't forget him and kept on worshiping him.
I just thought about when Stephen was there. He could have just said a few words and gone aside and quit following his Father God in heaven, you know. But he just stayed faithful and just died there for his father.